Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for March 13, 2024, Corruption, the Play Edition. And we begin with that story from the New York Times, which is actually a theater review of corruption. It is a new play by J.T. Rogers, which goes behind the scenes of the shady news gathering that rocked Rupert Murdoch's British media empire over a year ago. It is a tantalizing new play. It occurs, or takes place rather, in a English countryside village. And there's lots of characters, Gordon Brown, David Cameron, as well as Rupert's son, James. So corruption finally makes it to the theater, off-Broadway, of course. Our next story comes to us from the Wall Street Journal, CFO Journal, Mark Maurer and Jennifer Williams reporting that CFOs are tackling the weakened climate reporting rules that the SEC released last week. While the SEC may have dialed back the extent of the disclosure rules, financial chiefs say there will be challenges to comply, that they think it's going to cost them a significant amount of work to figure out what disclosures to make. Seemed to me that this should be something that companies were looking at anyway, and the disclosure of that is simply reported information. But apparently, some companies weren't looking at Scope 1 and Scope 2. Bad on them. Next up, from the South China Morning Post, it reports that more than 340 Chinese nationals have been netted in a corruption investigation as China's top prosecutors double down on tackling financial crime. While there have been hundreds previously charged, more than 340 were charged, and prosecutors are working on preventing and diffusing economic and financial risks. And our final story is a very melancholy story, as it is the report of the death of whistleblower John Barnett. He had worked, he was a Boeing whistleblower. He worked for the company for 32 years until his retirement in 2017. Before his death, he'd been giving evidence in a whistleblower lawsuit against the company. And this really brings up and drives home the issue of the mental health aspect of whistleblowers. It is not easy emotionally, physically, psychologically, and from a mental health perspective to be a whistleblower. So I hope that this will engender a conversation amongst the whistleblower community and the greater compliance community about mental health aspects of whistleblowers, and it will bring resources available to a whistleblower to help them through this incredibly difficult journey, particularly if the company is dead set against them and antagonistic to them going forward. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.